What is up, guys? Welcome to episode 74 of the Vitality Unleashed podcast. We are your hosts, Coach Dylan and Coach Lauren, and today for this Friday, it is our usual, our Friday Q&A.
Yes, it's a very amazing Friday today because it is so sunny outside. Honestly, just so many wins right now. It's sunny. UV is going to be fucking 10 today. First 10 of the year here in Florida, so we are definitely going to be out there fucking roasting for as long as possible.
We will definitely get burned today.
Another win. We got our cats in the insane catio. Like, it is literally like a little cat palace on the porch. Levels. And so they get to hang out outside now. They are so obsessed. They're just out there toasting right now. It's so hot. They're just laying in the sun, absolutely frying. So cute. I'm so glad that they love it.
They
it
get was that their, from their mom.
It was their birthday gift. We were actually out of town for their birthday, so they get that. And last huge win, I am officially on competition prep. We weren't necessarily expecting this, but I am now 16 weeks out for my first show of the season, so I'm just really excited. It's just so motivating to have something that you're working towards in the near future.
Yeah. How long was your last prep when you first stepped on stage for summer shredding?
Like 10 weeks. It was a really last minute, like unexpected prep. And then the total prep was like, it's 14, I guess that would be. Last prep was really, really, really short. I'd say I was probably a little soft as summer shredding. But yeah, I'm really excited for this prep and really happy to be in prep.
Awesome, awesome. So let's get into this Friday Q&A then. First question, current body stats. What are we weighing right now? What are we?
144. Is that the only body stat?
214 right now, 5'10 and a half.
I'm 5'7", 5'8", not quite sure.
Gotcha. What do you think?
They measure me different at every show.
What do you think your stage weight will be?
I think I'll cut close to 120 again. I don't know. It just seems like no matter how much muscle I put on, I just always end up weighing the same.
Yeah, you would be fucking peeled at 120 this time. Yeah. I think you might
It'll be between 120, 125 for sure. Yeah,
for sure, for sure. Next question. What is our next trip planned?
Ooh, next trip planned is Chicago.
Chicago for summer shredding
Chicago.
Late May.
Ooh, and then after that, we're going to Key Largo in
Key West.
In June, so excited for that.
That'll be really pretty, really, really pretty.
And yeah, I'm really excited to do all this traveling on prep. We've done traveling on prep to go to shows, but just not, you know, regular, just going on trips. But I really like don't want to let prep get in the way of like enjoying life, doing the things I would normally do. So
yeah, guys,
we're gonna do it. All it takes is a little bit of planning.
Get an
to be
Airbnb,
honest.
Get a kitchen.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
It.
That's really all you need is a kitchen and a grocery store.
Yeah, exactly. And any place you go to vacation should have a fucking grocery store, so you should be okay.
All right, next question. I live in a dorm. I struggle hitting my fiber intake. What should I do? Totally been there. I was actually prepping in a dorm before, so I've been there. It can be really hard, but that's a tough one because I feel like when you are trying to hit fiber intake with limited resources like that, you're going to end up eating a lot of processed food. I'd say fiber won't be hard to eat because there are a lot of, you know, snacks that have a lot of fiber in them, but a lot of them are not going to be the best. So my biggest recommendations are going to be carrots and dried edamame.
Yeah, dry roasted edamame. Just order that tub off of Amazon. It'll last you a while.
Yeah, and carrots are just something super easy that you can just put in your mini fridge. Great snack, high in fiber. So, yeah.
Yep, those would be your two best sources for sure. And opting for whenever you eat sandwiches or anything, whole wheat, whole grain, like those are going to be your best bet.
All right, next question. I'm trying to grow my back. How often should I train it? And do you suggest any specific movements?
For back training volume, of course, depends on how well you recover. But traditionally, it's probably going to be 2 times a week, max 3. But back is a really, really big muscle. And if you're training it fucking hard, it's going to take time to recover. So I would say more likely than not, 2 times a week, you'll be training it.
Any specific movements?
100% reverse grip Smith machine rows. Fucking love them. And then also, if you have a vertical row machine, those are amazing as well.
Yeah, I'm not a huge back trainer, so I'm probably not the best to answer this.
I somehow, my back programming is fucking amazing. Every client I have come to me, their back blows up. I don't know why that is, but I'm telling you what I program for everyone. If they have a vertical row, that's getting programmed, and every single person has a reverse grip Smith machine row.
For sure. All right, next question. Is peak week as bad as people say? It shouldn't be. Peak week, I know when I was first starting out, like, peak week was known to be this, like, oh, peak week is the peak of hell, or the week of hell is the week of death. It's, you're going to die.
It should be the week of hell.
It was such a big thing. I feel like it's not as big of a, like, thing right now. Everyone's like, oh, peak week. It should be just, like, complete relaxation.
Yeah. If you did things right, your week of hell should be, like, week three.
Like 3 weeks out, 2 weeks out, yeah. Really pushing that depletion phase. But if your peak week is hell, that probably just means that either your coach sucks or you're just not lean enough and you're really having to push into that show.
Yeah, which if you're not lean enough, can be either your coach sucks or your body wasn't in a very good position to start your prep.
Exactly. So peak week, the idea of peak week, all of your depletion should be done before peak week probably, but at the very latest, like Monday of peak week, and then you're going to start tapering down your cardio, tapering up your food, filling out that physique, getting a more bubbly look. Water, obviously, some people adjust water, salt, things like this. Some people don't. Very different approaches taken on that. But the point of it is to get as much stress as possible off your body.
Yep, 100%, 100%. So guys, peak week, no, should not be that bad. All right, next question here. How did your athletes do?
Oh, at our last show, our athletes did really, really well. Super proud of their stage presence. They both placed in all of their categories. Natalie took fifth in novice and I believe fifth in open as well. I think she got 2 fifths. So super proud of her first time ever getting on stage, and she fucking killed it.
Yeah, I think Lucas got 3rd in juniors and 4th in both of his other classes, I believe. So they both did really well. They brought the best possible package they could do to stage. They did everything right, and that's all you can ask for, right? And then it's just next time you get up there, just getting even better.
Yes. All right, next question. What is your favorite bodybuilding show you've ever been to? Ooh, that's a hard one.
Yeah, we can think what we've watched, what we've competed in, all the above.
It's hard to remember. I feel like when I'm in it myself, yeah. I don't like really remember shows.
Favorite competed in, I would probably say Summer Shredding. Favorite competed in.
Not me. I did not like Summer Shredding.
I would say like Texas Cup ran really well, but it went until like 1 a.m. and I'm not about that life. I'm sorry. I'm picking the show that's ending on time.
Yeah.
Like that's my thing with that. A lot of standard like NPC shows just go too fucking late. Like
exactly. It's like you either have to make it into a 2-day show at that point or cap the number of competitors. I know you want to make as much money as possible, but making it miserable for all of the competitors is not the way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would probably say Summer Shredding is probably my favorite, and the environment's just super cool just because it's like it's not an NPC show. It's more like social media based, and they have a ton of events going on like beforehand, because we went to the one in Houston at Alpha Land Gym, and it's like they had a ton of events every single fucking day going on, so you get so much free shit, so many cool people are there. So I would say that was my definitely like my favorite experience competing for sure.
Yeah, this one that we just coached this past weekend.
Best venue.
Was actually like really great because it's super nice when the host hotel is actually like connected to the venue, not just like down the road. This one was connected, so all you had to do was go downstairs, and it was super nice.
Yeah, they host a national show there too. So they have a ton of experience with that. It's so funny. When we checked in, they literally had a sheet of paper, and it's for the NPC competition. It's like, you better have brought your own sheets. You're going to be charged like this much. We offer this stuff. You can get your food, you know, for the night by this time and all this stuff, so they could have food prepared for you too in the morning for like breakfast and stuff like that. Super, super fucking cool for sure. The show itself, tanning ran like shit. Other than that, it ran really fast.
Tanning was shit, but the actual show ran really well, ended on time, so, started on time.
Yeah, and tanning,
even though we were worried because it didn't start till noon.
Yeah, and tanning is a separate company from like the people who are promoting the show and running that. So it's just, I would hire a different tanning company. Like, holy shit, they fucking sucked.
Yeah, they were really bad. All right, next question. If you could be a pro at any other sport, what would it be and why? Easy for me, beach volleyball. That's what I played my whole life.
That's the one that you'd be like, I definitely want to do that one for sure. Do you want to be like...
Or like surfing.
Or surfing, yeah. That'd be cool. You are a bunch of beaches. Yeah. I would say mine would probably be like golf. Golf, because it's so low impact on your body, you make... If you're
like, wish you guys could see my face right now.
I'm saying if you're like a really high-level golfer. Now, if you're even just a mid-tier pro, not worth it. But if you're a high-level golfer, you're making so much fucking money. And you just get to just walk around. And like, dude, some of these guys like are eating fucking just like hamburgers while they're just going and golfing and doing whatever the fuck they want. Like, it's just... It's crazy easy and you make so much money on it. Yeah, it's really long hours when you are like golfing, because it's like 4 days straight, but then that's happening like maybe once a month, and you see the entire world, see a bunch of beautiful locations, make millions of dollars. That'd probably be my choice.
Fair enough.
And you can do it till you're like 80.
We have two more questions here, so if you guys are in here and have any questions, by the way, drop them in the chat and we'll get them to them at the end. All right, so next question, second to last. What's your favorite food you're eating right now? Oh, hard one. I still don't have much of an appetite. I'm going to say sweet potato tots.
I hate you. That was mine.
They're really good.
Yeah, either sweet potato tots or sweet potato waffle fries. I had waffle fries today, too. And
the tots get, like, nice and crunchy, though. The fries don't.
Yeah, that's because she doesn't like hers as burned as I do. Mine are crunchy. But,
I'm sick of so many foods right now. So, yeah, that's going to have to take the win because it's also our newest food. Also, corn. Corn on the cob does not get
cold. We have pre-seasoned corn, and it's so hella good.
Yeah. All right, next question. Last question we have on here. How much water should I drink per day?
The actual general rule is an ounce per pound of body weight. To an extent, I would say, if you're, like, extremely overweight, like, eventually that can get egregious. Minimum a gallon for pretty much anyone, unless you're an extremely small individual, like you're like 85 pounds, then okay, I might be like, maybe you don't need to have a gallon of water a day. But most people, that's the bare minimum. And if you're working out, if you're an athlete, you should be having even more than that, gallon and a half, 2 gallons.
Yes, for sure. Gallon of water is a very good rule of thumb because a lot of females fall around that 130-pound mark or close. So a gallon is just a really good general rule of thumb. But if you're either a really much bigger person or you sweat a lot, work out a lot, I would go even higher than that.
Yep,
it's going to be very hard to drink too much, that's for sure. But all right, that's it for today. So hope you guys gained some value. Hope you have a great weekend, and we'll see you at the next episode.
Peace.